This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
NorCal says, Big O, do you think if Skyler had gotten time during the season to play instead of Teddy, maybe Skyler performs better versus Bills? NorCal, I don't know. You know, I'm not smart enough to answer that question. I don't think any of us have the crystal ball to really know if he would have or not. Might have gotten worse. Might have been more exposed. I don't know. I got to tell you something, NorCal. I blame Mike McDaniel more than anything else in that game. He screwed things up. He didn't give Skyler a better opportunity to win by not being prepared and having plays call in faster, by not having that fourth down ready to go at 4th and 1 and making the kid at 4th and 6. There's some things that cannot lay on the feet of Skyler. You know, Kyle Shanahan and his staff are making life as easy as possible for Purdy. Now, Purdy has to make plays. He has to make the throws. But there's organization and everything that's going on. They're not late and they're not unorganized. They're not picking up stupid penalties and things like that. So everyone else is doing their jobs so the kid can do his job. And that's the responsibility of a head coach. And this is where I have to hold Mike McDaniel's feet to the fire. As much as I like him, I don't want to have this conversation in the 2023 season. I don't want to be talking about in December that we're still talking about a coach that can't figure out the goddamn challenges, can't get plays in on time, and, you know, players are out of position, and, you know, there's just unorganized, you know, things going on at times on offense. That is unacceptable. That's unacceptable for Tua. It's unacceptable for Teddy. And my God, you're going to do this to a 7th-round pick. So your question gets more rise out of me because of McDaniel. And we better not have this conversation next year. I'm just telling you this. We better not have this conversation next year because I will roast his ass every day on the show. I will roast him. And by the way, every time I roast a coach, they get fired. That's the 30-year history on this show. I've never roasted a coach that never got fired. I've never roasted a GM that never got fired. So once I get off your bandwagon, brother, that's the kiss of death. We better not have this conversation about Mike McDaniel in December of 2023. If we do, the Dolphins must fire his ass. Okay? Because he's not learning a goddamn thing. But I like him. I do. I want him to stay. But you better get your shit organized, dude. You get a complete pass this year because you're a rookie coach. That's the only reason I'm giving you a pass. If you were an established coach and you did this, I would have already been questioning the hire. Let's be completely honest here. If that was the case, I would have been questioning this hire already by the end of the season. Say, no, this is not the guy. You know, you can't be an established coach and be like that. There's no way.